Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey and with me is Buffy. But Buffy, what's wrong?
今天是阿熊课程的最后一天了，好伤心哦。I don't want this to end.
Oh, don't feel so bad. We have part three of our lesson. Let's learn more about Kondo and the cute character she made.
好吧，送君千里终须一别，虽然依依不舍，还是来赶快看一下今天的文章吧。Let's go.
Rila Kuma.
There are always ups and downs in life. But Aki Kondo found a perfect way to deal with them. Rila Kuma not only helped Kondo with life's difficultiesBut also brought joy to many other people. Although Rirakuma is not real, Aki Kondo brought his spirit to life. By successfully creating this cute character, Kondo also inspires others to dream big. This year, Rirakuma will celebrate his 10th birthday.There is no doubt he will have more anniversaries for years to come.
One power!
Perfect. Perfect.It's the perfect day to go to the beach. It's the perfect day to go to the beach. Difficulty. Difficulty. Jessica didn't have any difficulties making friends at her new school. Jessica didn't have any difficulties making friends at her new school.Real, real. Some people believe ghosts are real. Some people believe ghosts are real. Birthday, birthday. We took our dad out for dinner to celebrate his birthday. We took our dad out for dinner to celebrate his birthday.
Okay, I'm ready to get started now.
Okay, great. The article begins. There are always ups and downs in life, but Aki Kondo found a perfect way to deal with them.
啊，人生啊，生活总是充满了 ups and downs. 但是近藤雅希小姐找到了适当的方式来面对他们。
So ups and downs,these are the highs,and lows in life, the good times and the bad. And when your life changes to be suddenly bad, it can be hard to deal with.
That's right. Ups and downs 就是逆境与顺境与逆境，或者是高低起伏的意思，也就是人生有好有坏。那这边看到今天的第一个单字 perfect. Can you tell us what it means?
Perfect, spelled P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Now, perfect means suitable and satisfying in every way.
In every way.
We could call it ideal. So it's the best possible thing. For example, it's the perfect day to go to the beach. It's the perfect day to go to the beach.Now, what kind of day is perfect for going to the beach, Buffy?
Maybe a sunny day?
That's right. Everybody wants to go to the beach on a sunny day, not
a
rainy day.
Perfect, 形容词，意思是指适合的、理想的。例句是说，今天很适合去海边玩。当然啦 perfect 也有完美的意思。But I believe that nobody is perfect. 没有人是完美的。所以接受自己的缺点然后加以改正吧。Alright, enough with perfect. Let's continue.
Rila Kuma not only helped Kondo with life's difficulties, but also brought joy to many other people.
拉拉熊啊，不仅只是帮助近藤面对人生的 difficulties， 还带给其他许多人欢乐哦。Isn't that great? 除了帮助自己，也帮助了别人。这里看到单字 difficulty， 赶快来听听 Jeffrey 对这个字的解说吧。Please, Jeffrey.
Okay, a difficulty, spelled D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T-Y, is a problem, a thing or situation that causes problems.
Good. Can you give us an example sentence?
Jessica didn't have any difficulties making friends at her new school. Jessica didn't have any difficulties making friends at her new school. So, if she didn't have difficulties, it means it was very easy for her to make new friends. It was no problem for her at all.
That's right. Difficulty 是名词，困难、难题的意思。它的形容词也学一下吧，就是把字尾的 y 拿掉，变成 difficult， 困难的。例句是说呢 ，Jessica didn't have any difficulties making friends at her new school。杰西卡在新学校结交朋友毫无困难，就是说她交朋友是非常容易的。可能她个性非常好吧 ，Maybe she's a nice girl。
Now we also saw an interesting word pattern. It's not only, but.So, for example, I am not only a teacher, but a student as well. So, sometimes I sit in class and listen to teachers, and sometimes I stand in front of a class and teach students.
Okay? That's right. Not only, but also 表示不仅怎么样，而且怎么样。重点是啊，这个用法前后呢，要接对等的字词哦。For example, Tom is not only tall,but also thin. 汤姆不但高而且又瘦。那 tall 跟 thin 都是形容词。这样有清楚了吗？
Okay, so it's when you have one thing, but you want to say there's also another thing.
That's right. Let's continue.
So, although Rila Kuma is not real, Aki Kondo brought his spirit to life.
虽然拉拉熊不是真的熊，近藤雅希小姐呢，却体现实现了拉拉熊的精神，就是 relax 放松。没错啊，当你面对生活难题的时候，先放松，才能找到解决的方法。Okay, we see the word real. What does it mean?
Real, spelled R-E-A-L, means something actually exists. Okay, it's not just an imagination, not just a dream.
Okay, that's right.
So, some people believe ghosts are real. It's true. Some people believe ghosts are real.
That's true. Real, 形容词真的，也就是真实存在的意思。Some people believe ghosts are real. 有些人相信鬼魂是真实存在的。So, do you believe ghosts are real?
I don't believe ghosts are real. I've never seen one.
Yeah.那这边呢讲到 real， 大家会不会想到另外一个单字 true？ 那这边呢先跟大家解释一下 real 跟 true 有什么不一样的地方哦。其实呢 real 就是指一个物体真实的存在，那 true 就是跟事实相符的一件事情。So for example, I'm a real person, and it is true that I'm a Taiwanese. 这样有清楚了吗
？Okay, so maybe something is real.And some words that people say can be true.
Exactly.
Or not true if it's a lie.
That's right.
All right. The article goes on and says, by successfully creating this cute character, Kondo also inspires others to dream big.
That's so inspiring. 好励志哦。借由成功地创造了这个可爱的角色。近藤小姐也鼓舞了其他人勇于梦想 to dream big。 这个句子的句首呢是 by 借由什么什么的方式，那想知道更多 by 的用法吗？请我们的英文快一通吧。
英文
快一通
Oh yeah! Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim. 今天的英文快译通要跟大家介绍借由什么什么的句型跟我三种常见的讲法到底是哪三种呢现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先让我们来看看第一个用法它的句型是主词加上动词加上 by 加上动词 ing。by 加上动词 ing 表示用什么方式来达到某种状态例如 My mom woke me up by yelling My mom woke me up by yelling 表示我妈妈用吼的叫我起床后面的 by yelling 就表示用吼叫的方式让我再举个例子给同学参考我的好朋友 John 他本来非常的胖但借由运动的方式他瘦了很多John lost lots of weight by exercising 3 days a week. John lost lots of weight by exercising 3 days a week. 表示借由每周运动三天的方式 ,John 整个人瘦了一大圈。接着我们来看看第二个用法。它的句型是主词加上动词加上 with 再加上某样工具。表示用什么工具或者东西来达到目的。例如Mary can eat with chopsticks. Mary can eat with chopsticks. 表示 Mary 可以用筷子吃饭。让我再举个例子。刚刚提到了我的朋友 John, 他减肥成功。除了靠持之以恒的运动方式之外，当然还有减少热量的摄取，也就是节食 diet. John lost weight with a special diet. John lost weight with a special diet.表示这样利用特殊的节食方法成功减重。最后我们看到第三个用法。这个句型是主词加上动词再加上 in a way。这边的 in a way 表示借由什么什么方法。例如 ,Kevin told the girl's story in a funny way. Kevin told the girl's story in a funny way. 表示 Kevin 用很有趣的方式来说鬼故事。这边的 in a funny way 就表示用很有趣的方式。让我再继续用我朋友 John 的例子给同学参考。John 他在减重的时候其实有很多的压力，因为他身边的人都不觉得他能够成功瘦下来。一般人在面对这样的压力时常常都会半途而废，但 John 却用相当积极的方式面对。 John deals with his pressure in a positive way.John deals with his pressure in a positive way. 表示 John 他用很正向的态度来处理压力。好，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都能够记住今天教的三个用法哦。英文快译通，我们下次见咯。
Just a minute ago, we talked about the word inspires.、Mm-hmm. And I want to ask what inspires you?Now, I really like science,、mm-hmm. and I also really like、mm-hmm. sports and basketball, things like that.、Mm-hmm. And whenever I watch a movie about the life of、mm-hmm. a great basketball player or even a great scientist, I、mm-hmm. feel inspired.、if I watch the basketball one, I want to go out and play.、Mm-hmm. If I watch the science video, I'll want to read a book to learn more about something. So what can inspire you?
Well, 这边先解释一下 ,inspire 就是启发鼓励的意思。那 what inspires me, I would say music.、
Yeah.
I feel great when I'm listening to music, and I get a lot of ideas when I'm listening to music.
And that's why so many people listen to music、mm-hmm. when they go jogging or、
that's、
go、
right.
to the gym to exercise.
I also listen to music when I feel down.
Right, it can inspire you to feel
That's
happy.
That's right. I feel like singing right now. Can I sing?
Okay, back to the article. It says, this year, Rila Kuma will celebrate his 10th birthday.
文章说到今年呢拉拉熊会庆祝他十岁的 birthday. Happy birthday, Rila Kuma! Maybe I should throw a party for him. 我也来帮他办场生日派对好了。Okay, the last word for today, birthday. What is a birthday?
Well, birthday is spelled B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y, and the birthday, or your birthday, is the day on which someone was born, or you were born.
That's right.
So my birthday...
Don't tell me yet. Give us example first.
All right. You try to guess what it is.
Sure.
All right. So I'll give you an example. We took our dad out for dinner to celebrate his birthday. We took our dad out for dinner to celebrate his birthday.
是的 ,birthday 就是生日也就是你出生的日子。刚刚 Jeffrey 老师要我猜猜看他的生日。So I guess your birthday is on like March the 16th.
That's really close. You were off by just one day.
So it's 17th?
That's right, March 17th.
所以他是双鱼座的。Okay, mine is October 13th.
Oh, coming soon.
That's right. 那刚刚说到的例句是说呢 ,We took our dad out for dinner to celebrate his birthday. 我们带爸爸出去吃晚餐来庆祝他的生日。
There is no doubt he will have more anniversaries and birthdays for years to come.
There's no doubt. Can you give us an example using this phrase? There is no doubt.
Oh, there is no doubt.Well, when you doubt something, you're not sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no doubt, it means you're completely sure.
That's right. There's no doubt, 就是毫无疑问的意思咯。好啦，今天的课程就到这边要结束咯。赶快进入我们今天的结尾吧。
Thank you for joining us for this heartwarming story.
That's right.
The artist Kondo...knows that people are not always happy.
Mm-hmm.
So she created this character that can make all of our lives better and make us feel happier.
Mm.
Her story is great, and her character is, of course, super cute. And the story shows you that anything is possible. So keep dreaming and dream big.
That's right.同学们 ,everything is possible, 任何事情其实都是有可能的。你只要带着正面的能量去面对或是处理你生活周遭的一些困难，相信都能迎刃而解哦。Everything will be alright. So that's all for today's lesson. See you next time.
Bye bye.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Hello everyone, I'm Buffy. 不晓得同学有没有接过电话，那但是对方要找的人不是你耶。那如果对方要找的人不是你，你要怎么办呢？挂掉吗？哦，不可以哦。你可以告诉对方说 Please hold while I transfer your call. Please hold while I transfer your call.请稍后我帮你转接那当然啦这个前提就是有分机的状况下才可以这样说咯如果没有分机你要把它转到哪里去呢好这边看到 hold H-O-L-D 的意思是持续保持也就是请对方在线上等候的意思其实啊在口语中要别人等一下也可以说 hold on 那请对方稍等之后要帮他 transfer 就是转换转移的意思它是一个动词我们搭乘交通工具转车也可以用 transfer 这个字像是啊我出去玩的时候经常会先搭捷运然后转乘公车 When I go out I usually take the MRT and transfer to a bus 那要转学也是用 transfer 这个动词哦 transfer to another school所以记得 transfer 是转换转移那以后接到不是要找你的电话你就可以说 please hold while I transfer your call 请稍后我帮你转接今天的小聚会就到此告一段落咯赶快复习一下今天的例句哦 and don't forget to come back and join us next time 拜拜
please hold while I transfer your call
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Rila Kuma.
There are always ups and downs in life. But Aki Kondo found a perfect way to deal with them. Rilakkuma not only helped Kondo with life's difficulties,
but also brought joy to many other people. Although Rirakuma is not real, Aki Kondo brought his spirit to life. By successfully creating this cute character, Kondo also inspires others to dream big. This year, Rirakuma will celebrate his 10th birthday. There is no doubt he will have more anniversaries for years to come.
Perfect. Perfect. It's the perfect day to go to the beach. It's the perfect day to go to the beach. Difficulty. Difficulty. Jessica didn't have any difficulties making friends at her new school. Jessica didn't have any difficulties making friends at her new school. Real. Real. Some people believe ghosts are real. Some people believe ghosts are real. Birthday. Birthday. We took our dad out for dinner to celebrate his birthday. We took our dad out for dinner to celebrate his birthday.